This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stella liked to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
Oh, shit. Holy fuck, here we are here. I'm so excited. You are listening to Drag Her, the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap podcast, available for your damn ears anywhere on the internet. No one else is talking about Drag Race. No one's brave enough. We are. And we're so excited to be joined today by some HeadGum cohorts, cronies. These dudes are really the best. I've had the pleasure of knowing them for over a decade, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. You love them. You know them. If for some reason you're not listening, you need to stop that. You need to stop this foolishness and go listen to XOXO Gossip Kings right now, where they're recapping all episodes of the original Gossip Girl in order. We got Carl Tartan, Lamar Woods.
It sounds insane when you say it like that.
I know. It's like, what life choices have we made?
Can I ask you, what was the conversation? I got to know. Here's the BTS. When was it you were like, I would listen to y'all talk about anything. But when were you like, you know what? We're going to recap Gossip Girl.
The conversation actually started over the pandemic. When we were still on lockdown, when he told me that he was watching the show, and I was like, man, I gotta watch that. And he was like, oh, I thought you already watched it, because my email signature for at least seven, 8 years now has been XOXO Gossip Tart. But that was just me being cheeky and opposed.
You are a cheeky bloke.
I didn't account for Carl's tongue and cheekness. But I was like, oh, this must be very sincere.
I was being a poser. Girl. I was wearing etnies, and I don't skate.
Oh my god!
We always talked about doing a podcast at some point, and then I think it was just like, let's do it, and then it worked out. It happened really fast.
It's fucking fun. Go do it. It is so fun to hear your takes on the Gossip Girl. I'm on an episode clowning the hell out of the show.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You really come to bat for the show. Tell me, what has that been like? Being like, wait, I think we might like this show.
I mean, it's been great because I don't watch, I've kind of gotten out of TV watching. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of just, there's not much appointment TV I have. Is Family Guy,
right?
Yeah,
American Dad, and sports on live TV. And so, other than that, and then I'll catch things every now and then. Like, I actually am gonna. We went to the Best Man premiere.
Oh, cool!
The Best Man, the final chapter, and that's a TV show now. So I definitely want to watch the rest of those episodes. I watch the Angeline miniseries. Like, I'll get caught up. I'll watch something if I just sit down and watch it. I watched Rami. Yeah. I watched Mo.
Yeah.
Both of those shows. But, like, as far as, like, something that's, like, you know, I was watching The Bachelor over the pandemic, but that's because I had nothing else to do. But now we back outside. We back outside, boys, as Drake says.
We back outside. But, yeah, it was, I wasn't sure if Carl was going to like it. I was like, man, this show has, like, 6 seasons. Like, if he doesn't like this, it's going to end.
Are y'all going to do the new season? Are you going to close the book?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think I don't think the new season is, have you heard, I don't know, do people watch it? I feel like no one's
I don't think people are really watching it.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's worth doing.
It
feels like totally different from the original, too.
We get a lot of suggestions on new shows to watch.
Uh-huh.
And we love that. It's just funny to see what people's tastes are. And it's funny to see what people think that we should do. It's also funny, like, you know how we judge things that we would never do. Like, I would never I would never like DM LeBron and be like, you should shoot more 15 footers. You know what I mean? Like, not saying that I'm LeBron. I'm the LeBron of podcast.
But you're kind of saying you're LeBron. Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. People have hit us up and been like, y'all should do this show next. Thanks.
Right. Like,
don't demand it. Because we're definitely not going to do it if you demand it.
Podcasting like, I would never, is a funny
DM
thing.
Steph Curry and say, like, Steph Curry, you should start an Olympian swim team.
Podcasting is funny that way. It's a cool relationship to have with listeners, but they're also like they have a lot of opinions on the free entertainment.
Yeah, the free entertainment. Also, you know what? I love it. I love the engagement. Podcasting has taken me to new heights.
Yes.
You know, it's not the main cause, and I think some people think that it is. Like, well, I didn't hear about you until podcasting, so clearly you weren't doing nothing. Clearly you were just sitting at home twiddling your thumbs and
right.
your toes. Like, I didn't do, like, so that's funny to me, but it did, you know, reach a new audience, and there can be some entitled people.
There can, and they should know before I forget that y'all are both heavily involved in the new NBC show Grand Crew.
Heavily involved.
Probably the most involved.
Heavily.
Heavily. And y'all just wrapped season two. And
we did.
And when, I mean, we don't know exactly when, but I'm very excited for the debut of season two. If you haven't seen season one, go watch it on NBC, Peacock, wherever you stream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please. It is so good.
It's coming out in March, right?
We're thinking March, sometime in March, but go check it out. It's on the cock now. Get that cock in you. It's on the cock.
that's a great way to placate my listeners. That will get them into it. Honestly, stream some cock into your eyes. I'm so excited.
There's a lot of peacock. Yeah, a lot of feathers in this episode.
There are a lot of feathers. Now, I know I've always said I want y'all to have y'all on, but I want to give y'all a fair chance because, you know, it's like, and I'm gonna give you a microaggression in your straightness. It's like, mm-hmm. I want y'all to come talk about this, but it'd be like me talking about like an NBA final situation. You know what I mean? It's like, my opinion isn't gonna really mean anything. So I wanted y'all to have a fair chance to talk about a beginning of a season where you can actually meet these queens and then have a take on what the hell this show is.
Yeah, so, I'm happy you did that. I'm happy. I think this was a good introductory episode for sure.
It's a little bit of a tease.
To understand, and I was like, okay, I could watch. Like now, if I could probably just keep watching this. And
I know
the queens and stuff.
I want y'all to watch the next episode in your own time because the next episode is where the talent show happens and shit pops off. But there's too much stress.
And I was like, I'm trying to see the choreograph, the dancing. And shit.
I know
it was up on my MTV app. It actually started, and I was like, oh snap, I was watching this in bed, as I do, you know. Every time I got to watch something for a podcast, I go and get my breakfast and get back into bed.
that's heaven. That's fucking... Yeah, yeah. What are your first initial impressions on just... Maybe even to just like... Because you're coming in to this when it's like... It's season 15, and you can see how it's like... The fans have been into this for 15 years. You're coming in on season 15. What's that like?
There's a lot of insider language that I think everybody knows. They're rude as hell. God damn, they mean.
They're really mean. They're really mean.
It's not a shade being thrown, but it's really funny though.
Yeah. There was one. There was one that got me.
Do you remember which one it was?
It was in the end. I don't know if we're going late.
We're going in order, but I mean, I don't care if you're just like, oh yeah, this moment has stood out.
I want to say it before I forget it, but at the end, when Mistress took off her clothes and Lucy was like, Lucy was like, man, she's so glamorous when she got the clothes and stuff. And she takes this shit off, she looks like a owner of a pizzeria.
Yeah. That shit got me. I was like, yo. Roasted.
And then they showed her putting lotion on.
Yeah. There's
like a 5 minute scene of just lotion. Yeah.
The Drag Race fandom is brutal. They've been anytime, you know, they've already been comparing her to the Penguin. Rude.
Wow.
They've been putting her next to pictures. Apparently there's like a Pokemon.
She's like my favorite. I like her.
Oh,
I like
she's my winner, it. Kind of.
Yeah. I got a favorite.
Who is your favorite out the gate?
I'm gonna show you. It's Miami.
Okay.
The girl from Miami.
Oh God, who's from Miami? We'll go in order. We'll go in order. Let's go ahead and talk these girls. We're meeting. First we meet who comes in the room, Miss Irene Dubois.
Yeah, I can't stand this one.
You can't. Yeah. Tell me about her.
She was throwing mad shade.
Too much shade from the beginning. And also it read insecure to me.
I agree with you. It's that thing where it's like someone just thinks being mean is funny. And it's like, you gotta be a little bit, you gotta have fun. You can be mean, you gotta be fun. And there's a little light touch.
That light touch. It was like, and even she was like, they were like, in the confessional, they're like, I like to be mean. I don't know why people have a problem with it.
I think my being funny, I like to be funny, and my being funny is mean. And it goes, right. Well, first of all, wrong way to approach that.
Right.
Yeah.
We see that a lot. You know, obviously we're all comedy nerds here, and you learn early on, like, mean is hard to make funny.
Yeah.
And it can be done, but it takes a special hand, and a lot of her jabs come early.
Yeah.
What do you think about this look? Are you feeling the look?
I wasn't feeling that at all. The cones and shit. I was like, what the hell's going on?
Goddamn cones. You're going to do with all these cones?
Yeah. What are you going
to do? I'm supposed to hug you.
It looked like a driving test.
It was a little.
I got a parallel park in this motherfucker.
It was like she fell into the clown hat section at Party City a little bit.
Yeah.
No, so you're going to burp it. We chirp and burp.
I like the color palette, though. I like the orange and shit.
I do, too. I like parts of it. I'm even here for the Zelda mullet. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It's like a David Bowie type thing?
Yeah. Yeah. But I agree. She's poking and pushing. Okay, so we're going to burp her. We're burping her. We always chirp or burp. If you like it, chirp it. If you're not feeling it, burp it.
Burp it.
Just like y'all were introducing to me on Gossip Kings. You were like, okay, here's a word you don't know, but we say.
Yeah.
That's what we say here.
Chirp or burp. Okay, gotcha.
Let's talk Lux Noir London. I mean, come on.
All right, so at first, this was a burp for me. But then... Mm-hmm. Seattle started roasting.
Yeah, Irene. Irene was popping off. Yeah. And then that made you come to Lux's defense.
Yeah, you know, I'm a defense for the brothers, sisters. This is a man. I can say that.
Yeah, this is a man. Okay. But I don't know. I'm also not sure if this person identifies as non-binary. Who knows?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
But
okay.
They ain't got no eyebrows, so perhaps.
I think most people are comfortable being called sisters here. You know what I mean? Okay. It's like... Okay. They're all dabbling in the feminine.
Yeah.
Right.
But I had to be like, nah, you ain't finna be talking to the, you know.
I'm here for you. You're saying,
yeah, that's my sister.
You gotta defend the melanin. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the kind of thing, like just talking about the hair right away, which is like, don't be talking about the homie's hair, you know?
Yeah, that's clearly 40 inches.
Yeah. Period. And then later when she's like, this is 40 inches, and she's like, well, that's 40 inches of tumbleweed, but this is a hydrated 40 inches. Like, step off.
Yeah, you know, I agree with Carl. Like, originally I was a burp, but looking at the outfit now, I kind of chirped this outfit. This is a fly outfit right here. Yeah,
I got to chirp it. Pick.
Yeah, I'm chirped up. Yeah,
it's subtle.
Do we actually do a physical chirp, or we just say chirp?
Yeah, I want to hear your chirp.
So I do have to be mean for a second. What is it called being mean on this show?
Shady or reading? You either be throwing shade or reading.
Okay, so things that we already say as Black people.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, gay culture loves to steal from Black culture.
I got to throw a little bit of shade to the razor bumps. We got to get that person some tan skin.
Damn, on Lux's bumping?
Yeah, bumping on that chin. And I was like, because they probably want to get the closest shave they possibly can, but we cannot do that on our skin. We can't put them damn Gillette razors on our skin. And then I know that makeup probably messes it up too.
Yes. Oh, yeah. All the makeup clogging your pores constantly. Yeah.
Got to get you some wall clippers. And you know, what I do is, my mom bought me this little like mini brush thing. For Christmas, she always buys me these like packs of like male grooming that she found at Marshall's, you know. And I take the brush, put hot water and soap on that brush and scrub that face, and then put this stuff called tanned skin.
Tend.
So if anybody out there, T-E-N-D-S-K-I-N. If anybody out there is shaving their faces and they're wearing makeup and stuff, that's still going to clog your pores. You got to clean that stuff out. We as black men, you know, that hair grows out
this
at a sharp angle and it comes right back in.
When I started this podcast, I did not think I was going to get beauty tips from Carl Tart. And I am here for it.
He's a barber. He cut my hair a couple times.
Yeah. I do cut hair.
And your skin looks... Your skin looks right. So you're doing something right.
Also, I want to chirp her outfit, sister's outfit. In the pink too, in the confessional. I like that.
Oh, that is a hot look
with the cop hat.
Because I've been looking at what they're wearing when they're not in drag too, seeing if they style how they style is. I think that's part of how I'm judging everything.
That's a big part of the show. It didn't used to be, frankly. The show used to be like, here's your dumpy boy look, here's your hot girl look. But now and more as the show grows, you have to have a hot boy look too, because it's all about selling your image. You're selling who the hell you are.
Even RuPaul's like fly as hell now. Like even when he's running, you know, it's like, oh shit.
When he walks in later, when Ru walks in the green suit, like really looking like walking like a boss, I was like, that was cool. Like, okay, Ara Mayari, Filipino queen. What'd you think?
I'm a chirp.
Chirp. Yeah,
chirp.
Filipino queen right there.
Yeah. Love it.
She's holding it down.
Love it. I think her ego needs to be checked a little, but because she's feeling herself. There was some moments where she's showing her muscles and I'm like, oh, we get it.
So I saw that people was getting intimidated by that. The one that's coming maybe after this one. They were like, oh, you're like a man. You're like a dude.
You're right.
And I was like, you thought I was feeling you? Like Ice Spice. You thought I was feeling you?
It's both. It's like you love and hate it. On the one hand, you're like, okay, you're hot. But on the other hand, us drag queens, like, let's be real. Drag queen oftentimes, like, to be a good drag queen, you sacrifice. Like, there's a lot of sacrifices in terms of plucking skin and, like, smoothing your face out, shaving. Yeah. Like, a lot of drag queens sacrifice, let's say, some element of their boy self to be a better drag queen. So I think sometimes when you see someone who's capable of doing both, kind of living in the trade world and the queen world, I think it's a little bit like, fuck you, bitch.
That was the word, trade.
Trade.
So what does that mean? I heard them call him that.
Yes, trade is an old word from like the 70s when there was a lot of cruising and gay, you know, gay on the down low culture. Trade were the boys who could pass as masculine, but still hung out with you know the queer people. They would they would trade their goods and services. So
it's like you playing high school basketball with a kid whose dad played in the NBA.
Yes.
But that dad wasn't in that kid's life.
Exactly.
So so the kid grew up poor because it was with their mama who had a fun night with Antonio Harvey one night in 1990.
Yeah.
And now this kid is like, well, I don't talk to my dad at all, but I am very good at basketball.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes. You kind of get that duality, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's a thing that's like envied, but also, you know, people like to shit talk because, you know, we're jealous. We're jealous of the people who got it both ways.
Wow. So let me ask you this. Do you get more points for how different you like? Because when she took off her clothes and stuff, it almost looked completely different. Like
totally.
That's they should get more points for that, for being like, just
transforming,
completely transforming. Yeah,
I think so. I think we see a little bit of that earlier. Like, yeah, she really transforms. I like her look. I'll chirp it. It's not like groundbreaking, but she looks good. She looks good.
The Matrix. It's like the Matrix type vibe. I like that.
Anybody Irene talks shit about, I'm chirping.
Yeah. You're
because I'm done with Irene.
You're done. Well, this next one's a perfect one, right? Because some of the queens clown her for not transforming, frankly. They're like...
That shit was funny, too.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah.
Marsha.
They called her. What they call her? Look like Jan.
Yeah. that was one I had to give. I had to give to Irene on that one. I was okay. Like, all right, yeah. Because she, especially when she came out, I was like, "Oh, I only been doing this for a year." It's like, what?
Right. Yeah. And so, that's another thing you see in the show. Sometimes there's people who are, you know, people who are established legends. I know you see this in sports, established legends versus young up and comers. Mm-hmm. And there's always going to be friction there where it's like, yeah. Oh, you think you rule the roost? And they're like, but yeah, sometimes the young kid comes in and does blow up everyone's spot.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I've been noticing a lot of these kids have like, okay, they'll come in and be like, oh, I just went viral on my biggest accomplishment. Like one of them is like, oh, I've been winning awards since 2004. And one of them is like, and I got 8 million views on TikTok. Who is better? Who technically is better?
Yeah, it's right. It's a interesting like new generation coming up. So they, I don't like the way she fucked with the original dialogue of Brady Bunch.
Yeah, I don't like
she
that.
Said, "Oh my nose," and I'm like, "That's not how it went." It was like, "Oh my nose."
I love that you clocked that. You were like,
"Yeah," I'm like, "Don't be fucking with the original film."
If you're gonna reference it. Yeah, what do you think about the look? Do you think this is cute or simple? What do you think?
You know what? They said, so as soon when she first came out, I was like, yeah, that's kind of basic. And then as soon as I said that, the girl was like, it's giving basic.
Uh-huh.
I was like, okay, I was right about that. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and burp this one. Kind of.
Yeah, honestly. I like how they clowned the turtleneck too later.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I like that everyone forgot she had a turtleneck on her. They were like, yo, you wearing a turtleneck.
Yeah.
Burp.
Burp.
Twiddly-leet.
Burp. Yeah, it's funny. And this
even
is she's the
feel
opposite.
Bad for her. I felt bad for her when she was trying to choreograph the dance and Filipino homie.
That shit was funny.
Yeah. Just like taking all her shine. I was like,
just being like, no, we're not going to do that. But she's a theater kid, right? And that's another archetype you see on this. A theater kid who, it's very Glee, where it's like, you have a sense of put togetherness, but we're going to clash with the stage performers and some of the other types.
Yeah.
Right.
She's very teacher's pet, and she's the one who's going to get in trouble if she doesn't. Because look, she's the opposite of trade, right? She's, for lack of a better word, she's a twink, and she really easily transforms into this adorable feminine form.
Right.
So are people going to like that, or are people going to say, you're not putting the work in? You're putting on some chapstick.
I feel like she has potential, though. Like, I feel like she wants to work hard, I feel like.
I do too. I wouldn't count her out yet.
Yeah.
It might be like coming from privilege. Like
that part.
Like it might be coming from like because the look is like, okay, you just put on a wig. Like you ain't really do much. And maybe that's because she's like, well, I'm already cute. Like
that part. Yeah. She's used to people thinking she's cute, and that is a lot of privilege.
Yeah,
and
like even the choice to be Marsha is like, like that's the most vapid character.
Yeah,
Brady Bunch.
I'm like,
really? Yeah.
Oh my god! If someone came in and their whole thing was Alice cosplay drag, just cleaning up messes, that would be good. Restocking fridges, that would be hot.
I'm gonna watch Brady Bunch after this. reignite myself with this.
Movie. We're gonna dive deep into the next girl. We got a lot of girls to get through, but first, silence, Gossip Kings. I feel like taking a break. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go! Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Bring back my break. Here we are back in the room meeting Anitra. Coming in this Lady Gaga punk biker moment. What do we think?
Right.
I think it looks cool.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I'm going to chirp this one.
It looks like, torn. I feel like I'm a burp it, but I do like the, it looks like comfortable, but also still like a lot of effort involved.
Yeah.
But I'm not feeling the biker and the spikes. I don't really like dangerous spikes.
I wish she had a wig underneath. I do. Yeah. I like all the pieces, but then something about the no wig underneath is giving me Halloween costume a little bit.
Yeah. Gotcha. Like, yeah. I feel you. It's like, okay, it's missing an element. Like she just threw the helmet on, but it ain't all the way there. It's like halfway there or something.
It's halfway there. And something, you know, us drag fans obsess about sometimes is proportions. And that's why a lot of times drag queens wear big hair because men who are doing drag have bigger proportions. So big hair can create an illusion that makes your face look smaller. And if I'm being a bitch, I think she could have used some hair. A little bit. So I'm going to burp it.
Okay.
Interesting.
Well, damn. Yeah. Fuck me.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Carl. But no, I mean, I like everything there. It's like, I like the black and yellow palette. I like the gems.
Black and yellow. Yeah.
You know what it is.
Yeah. That's what I was feeling the whole time. You thought I was feeling you? That was the, that's what I was like thinking about. Just considering the effort that was put in, especially after Marsha's ass came out here with a Band-Aid.
Effort. Yeah. With a Band-Aid. With her Kohl's outfit.
Yeah.
I know.
So next we
have... This is my favorite.
Love. Malaysia Baby Fox? I think I'm forgetting one of her names.
Yeah, Malaysia...
Malaysia baby doll fox tiger. Yes, she is giving Antonia the tiger.
She does the city girl's hair.
Yes,
and Trina's. She does something right. Can we listen to this for a second? Is that okay or no?
Yeah,
no.
Why the hell not?
She
does, yeah.
When she says right here, push play on it. I like this part.
I'm gonna push play, and you can conclude it if you want, Clem.
Oh, I can't hear it. Oh, you gotta share your audio.
Was it this one? Oh, you can't hear it.
I can't hear it.
Damn it.
That's all right. But she's like, that right. I made it.
Baby, I made it. Yes.
You can tell that this person's put a lot of work into this craft. And I was like, she clearly is like better than everybody, in my opinion. Yes.
And that
I like
is
the
why.
Wig too. Got a Jessica Rabbit vibe with the wig.
That wig is cool. It is styled. Yeah. It is moist. It is cool, which is why it's so rude when they soak her. When they soak her during that photo challenge. Damn it.
That was hard to watch.
Do they get them money to like replace the, because I know this is probably all their stuff.
It is totally their stuff. I don't know. At the very least, they better offer to dry clean it or something. But I think sometimes they say, whatever you're entering in, prepare to get it ruined. I think sometimes they say that shit. But again, what, you can't get ostrich feathers wet?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The outfit's done.
Yeah.
And it's a good outfit, too. It's a great way to, like, present.
Absolutely. And I don't know if you saw this. I can't tell if this was this episode or the next episode, but I like seeing the friction between her and those little twins.
Yeah.
There's
those twins, man. Those twins are
annoying. Give me strength. Yeah. Jesus, give me strength to validate their experience as homosexuals, even though nothing makes me want to commit a hate crime more. Yeah.
Are you a porch person? Some people like to ride bikes. I like to ride bikes.
Oh, God. We all know who that kid is. And like, no matter what world you're in, comedy or whatever, we know they're thirsty in a bad way.
Yeah.
But Malaysia. Malaysia's, we love.
This person seems pure.
Yeah, chirp.
Like, she seems pure. She seems like fun and really into the craft and really like, mm-hmm. I've been doing this for a long time and I really love this and I put a lot of effort into it. I put a lot of work into it. And I kind of empathize with the old queens.
Same.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, the older ones, I feel like I'm liking them more.
Same. Like, well, it's like as you see, and you see the show trying to adapt. Obviously, the show's been on air 15 years, and you see how it's like it's trying to placate this TikTok audience. But y'all know that there is this misconception that people watch TikTok and then turn on MTV to watch those same people.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, that's just not how it works. But like right now, big media conglomerates think that's how it works.
Yeah. Like nobody's watching.
It's funny that that's happening in every business, every single business.
I know.
Also, did you notice, I don't know if y'all have watched the same platform, but like the game show commercials for like Price Is Right.
And
Let's Make a Deal were very like dramatic and like overwhelming.
I kept getting the same Del Taco ad.
Yes. Damn ad.
Price Is Right ad felt like it was like the end of the world was happening. It was very weird, like scored very weird.
But, I don't know. Maybe that was just for me.
I do hate that the weird era of digital commercials where you get the same commercial every commercial break. It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, all right, fine, I'll watch Price Is Right.
Fine, I'll go to Del Taco.
So who is this now coming in? We have, is this Polly? Polly Poppy? Poppy.
Oh, yeah, Princess Poppy, yeah.
Princess she Poppy.
Princess Poppy, I don't know. I'm like in the middle. I like the hair, but I don't like the...
Yeah, she could get lost like the in the crowd because all of the here's shady. She looks like a couple of the other girls.
Yeah, she looks like Marsha.
Yeah,
kind of. What is the now, can you? What is the homophobic? What am I missing?
What are you missing? I guess I think it's in. I don't. That's a good question. I guess it's like I'm gay. I guess the joke is I'm very gay. Phobic. I guess it's just absurdity. I don't know. The joke is, but I guess you bring up a very good point. What is the joke? The joke is, I'm a gay boy wearing drag, and I'm homophobic. So I am homo. I don't know. It's absurd. Yeah,
like the punchline doesn't make sense. It'd be like, okay, I'm homo, and then it's like phobic. Then I'm like, I don't. I'm like,
would you think it's better if it had a honey in front of it, like a honey? I'm homo.
Honey, I'm homo
is great.
That's
great.
Take the phobic shit out. I don't get like, you got to tell me the joke. You got to like, you got
to like how I like how she had the paint thing, but then they called it a twister.
Twister, yeah.
Holy shit.
I was like, they completely undercut her entire idea.
Fully. Fully. I guess I'll burp it. I like what she does later, but I don't know. It's only okay, this art palette dress.
Now that we're talking about it, I'm like, let's burp.
Let's burp.
I had a lot of Coca-Cola.
Now we got Sasha Colby.
Oh, yes. And she was my favorite. She was wild. Like,
she's great. Man,
hot. Like, whoa.
Looks super professional. Like, she's been doing it for a long ass time.
Yeah. She is a pro.
You can start to see the difference, like the experience level and stuff.
100%. She's a pro. She's won a big drag contest called Miss Continental, which is, you know, a really hard drag pageant to win. She's someone that the drag fans know. So, and she's like 37, right? And she's being touted as the dinosaur, which
she keeps calling. She keeps saying that she's somebody's mother. Is that like I did watch Paris is Burning one time. Is that just like that house thing? Like she's like a
house
mother?
Exactly. Okay. She is a mother of the House of Colby, and she's had a lot of other drag sisters and at least one other child who was on this show last season. And the show loves that too, right? Because I think honestly, just like sports, right? You get to like compare and be like, oh wait, this person knows this person. This person's from this team, right? Like they've been drafted from this team. How well will they do? Will they show up or will they upset their own like family?
Right. Okay. So what do they win? Like what happens? Like, is there like a prize at the end?
A Mustang GT.
It's a big prize. So at the end of this season, and this is the first, usually it's 100 or 150. This season, the prize is 200K.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow. Oh, nice.
So not bad. Like not bad. But again, they're going to put them through the ringer to earn this 200K. So, I mean, it's and they have to spend money on these looks to get here. I mean, these looks are expensive. Yeah.
No, it's good. I mean, because you want to get like high quality wigs and stuff, and those cost hundreds of dollars, don't they?
100%. I mean, even the looks that look bad or we burp cost hundreds. Isn't that funny? Yeah, or it's like, I mean,
except Marsha. She got that shit from H&M. Now,
period.
I got a question.
Yes.
It's like a good thing that Sasha is here because. Wasn't it like a controversy with trans women being on the show?
Yes, there was a controversy with trans women being on the show, and they didn't feature a lot of them in the early years. And I think for many reasons, one just being that I think the producers really enjoyed the transformation of it all, right? Yeah. And I think it was more palatable, which is, this is not correct, but I think they were like, it's more palatable to people to understand that a lot of drag queens are cisgendered men who transform into women. And obviously, you know, a lot of the most influential people in the queer community are trans women, and they do participate in the art of drag. So I think they've been kind of, their bluff has been called in past years, and now they're featuring, there should be more, but they're starting to feature trans talent on the cast more and more.
Now, let me ask you this. Has there ever been like a masculine presenting cisgendered straight man?
Last season there was our first straight man. They loved, and then we've had someone who was a trans man on the cast as well.
Okay.
So they like to fuck around. They like to storytell. It is still a reality show. So it's like, as much as we love those, I want all the identities on the show, it is still a reality show. And then when those identities come on, they exploit the hell out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Did people like the straight man, or were they like, man, get this motherfucker out of here?
Oh, it was pretty much get this motherfucker out of here. he was the twins
ass out of here.
He was the twins of last season, but it was good TV. It was good TV, right? Because it was like, okay, like welcome to the lion's den, because it's like you're either gonna hang or you're gonna get clowned, and ultimately mostly clowned. They got mostly clowned.
All right, so what is let's this talk a reference about to her outfit here.
This is a good. Okay, so this is a reference to season 6, and you see it later in this episode. The queen that does come in later was this legendary queen Vivacious, who came in this weird outfit that just became Drag Race canon.
Oh, okay. So that was the thing that was before. Okay, gotcha.
Yes, she's a queen from season 6. Again, they love to just pay homage to the true blue fans. It's also a way to just
this
gag.
This is cracking me up. She couldn't get the zipper.
Yes.
That was so awkward.
Also a reference to that moment. We have Ariana Grande, and of course, the people are freaking out.
Yeah. You knew Marsha was probably shitting in her pants. Oh, Ariana Grande. She feels like the biggest Ariana Grande fan in the world.
Yes. And they've done this before. It's smart TV. Like they've done it before where Lady Gaga entered and people were like, wait a second, is that a drag queen? Or wait a second, no, that's fucking Lady Gaga.
That's awesome.
It's good TV. It's good TV. So they're gagged. We love Ariana here. How do you not like Ariana Grande?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Ariana Grande, come on. Yeah. I didn't know. I was like, hold on. Like, hold on. I was a little bit confused for a second. I was like, that looked like Ariana Grande. Yeah. I was like, is Ariana Grande? And then I saw how short she was. Yeah.
So any highlights from this water, you know, this watery photo challenge, you get it. It's there to make these, it's here to humiliate these people for coming to this competition.
Now, this was great because like already not liking her. And she was like, I feel like I did bad. And you saw her picture. That shit is garbage.
I know. That's like, that looks so bad. Like
that shit is garbage.
RuPaul's like, what are you doing?
It's like America's Next Top Model where they're like, this is the best picture we got. And you're like, whether that's true or not, great TV.
Yeah. I mean, this lady was like, oh, you had on a turtleneck?
I know. I felt particularly bad for when Sasha had to get that big, beautiful, textured hair wet. I was like, "Fuck!"
Oh yeah,
but yeah. That picture came out cool. Picture came out fly though. Yeah,
she's a professional. Yeah, she is a professional. And then,
who was the other? I'm thinking of the feather one. Oh, we'll get to that one.
Oh, Baby Doll. Did Baby Doll get? Well, she got pretty wet.
Her picture came out good too.
Yeah,
you could tell she's a professional too.
Professional. She knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
I'm going to skim over this because we still have eight more queens to meet.
I can't believe. Right. Now, here's what I cannot believe. That Irene won that damn competition.
Oh, I was so mad.
Oh, damn.
I definitely thought, what's the name?
Is Irene wearing Hokas in her normal outfit?
What? Wearing what?
Go back. Look. Irene got on some damn Hokas.
Hoka, like Hoka One Ones?
The shoes.
Yes. I love that you're here for the shoe game and the shoe not game.
Yeah.
Hoka, you don't fuck with a Hoka.
Hell no.
They are chunky and funky.
That was whack that she won.
That was, well, then again, it's agitation. Welcome to the world of this reality show. Because they like to agitate.
The picture was okay. Like the picture. So they just did that to make us mad.
I think so.
But not mad enough. Like if Marsha had won, they knew they couldn't give it to her, but they gave it to the person who's going to be the villain.
That part. They like to agitate us and they like to, cause it's just like all reality shows. It's a psychological experiment designed to make you break. Right?
Yeah. Like somebody's going to crack and like go crazy.
They don't want you to do well. They want you to crack. That's why they want people like Malaysia to meet the twins. And then the judges tell them the twins are just as good as you. You know what I mean? They want you to go tink. They want you to break. Whatever. Oh, yeah. We got choreo drama. Anything to say about this choreo drama?
Yeah, we talked about. So it was cracking me up. Marsha couldn't get. And then Lux was like, I think we could try Marsha's idea. And then the Filipino homie was like, oh, what is it? He was like, yeah, she just said it.
Yeah, she just said.
I don't know if you were there, but she gave her whole pitch. But yeah, because I'm going to be real. Her idea did look better. I don't get to see. We haven't saw the second episode yet. But the way she was trying to get everybody to do like entrance, it looked like that was going to be better. I don't know what, what's her name?
Yes.
Aurora. I don't know what Aurora was on, but.
The Sasha Kobe, she was like, I'm going to let the kids play. But
love that.
But she also, you could tell that she was like, I should be choreographing this.
Absolutely. Yeah, and if you have seen her online dance videos, she really knows how to dance. And even when you see the talent show, she knows how to dance. But it's a smart strategy to just be like, I'm going to let y'all act a fool. And then when RuPaul says it's a mess, I'll point at y'all.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, it's like, I'm just watch them fail.
Smart strategy. Silence, Gossip Kings. I feel like taking a break. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
My break. So let's meet the second batch. I want to hear y'all's takes. I think we're meeting Selena Estetis first.
Yeah. Now, she's actually funny.
She's really funny. Yeah.
I liked it. I was a chirp, but this was creative. With the,
creative as hell.
She's fantastic. Local girl, too. Seen her perform here in LA. She's amazing. Yeah. She's a good comedian.
I think I've seen her at the bowling alley at the.
Okay.
I went to a drag show at the Highland Park Bowl.
She's a Highland Park queen. I bet you did.
That was her. I thought, I was like, yeah, she looked familiar. Okay, cool.
Yeah, she's really funny. She's going to be one to watch because she's, I don't know, she's just bold. And
Everything about this, like the boots that she got on, like Cortez's, like Nike Cortez's, the khaki skirt with the boxer showing.
And love your shoe game. I know that you know that.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, they're not real Nikes, but you could tell what she was trying to go
for. She's referencing.
And like this outfit with the chest plate thing,
love.
Like with the tattoo, like this is, and like the Pendleton shirt with the button just at the top.
Yes.
But
yes.
It's like sparkly. Like, this was tight. This was dope.
Yeah.
It's fucking cool to like use this like masculine cholo chola reference then make it drag and really show her point of view.
Creative. Yeah.
Yeah.
Snaps.
That's how you be original at some shit. Like that.
Yeah.
We should all take notes of that. Every time we're trying to like write a sketch or a character or something like that.
Totally.
And we want to bring our own thing into it, but also keep it, you know, true to the world.
Totally. How do you show yourself immediately? You know, you're like, got it. Got your point of view.
Yeah,
it's funny.
It right away.
Yeah, and it's very LA. She's clearly an LA queen.
Yeah, that's tight.
Yeah, she's going to be good. A big chirp for me.
Yeah. With all that being said, burp. No, I'm just kidding. That's chirp.
Tweelily, whoop. I love. Okay, let's see who next. I think she's Amethyst comes in the room next. Amethyst from Connecticut.
Amethyst. That's a hilarious name. Okay.
Amethyst is giving a vibe.
She's Amethyst.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I'll go ahead. What are you about to say?
I'm just saying she's giving a vibe. She's giving like kid that, okay, the kid whose mom forced them to go to the sleepover. That's the vibe I'm getting. Yeah.
Like, definitely a Connecticut. Like, I was born in Connecticut. Definitely has like a, like that West Hartford like energy. Yeah. Like, it's interesting. A lot of Connecticut people on this group.
I like that she's owning her dorkiness. Like, I like that. I think there's potential there. She does look like a pop star, but she's also a huge dork. There's something there.
The intro was funny to me, but then kept being like, I'm a TikTok queen. I'm funny. And nothing else was much funny about the person. Maybe that's just the way they cut it together, but I wasn't getting the jokes from anything else other than that intro.
Mm-hmm. I didn't like her opening line either. It was like, is this thing on? Like, all right. We can do better than that.
Yeah. We absolutely can do better.
They look like an improv person for sure.
Yes, they did. In and out. No, yeah. But yeah. Yeah, the viral thing, you got to let go of the TikTok thing. That just has to be, that's like a decoration on top of the decoration. It's not your whole identity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Both girl her and boy her look like they do UCB.
Yes, they certainly do. Do you like the girl look? Do you buy the pop princess hologram look? Is it a chirp or a burp?
Nah, that's a burp for me.
Yeah. What do you give it?
I think I do have to burp it. And I don't know why. It's like not terrible, but maybe it's that like she's not owning it or something.
Yeah, it's like it's like a spunky thing, but it don't feel spunky enough. Like, I don't know.
I'm gonna go ahead and chirp it. I didn't hate it. And it did make me laugh. But this next one though.
This next one.
Oh, this gets a big old burp from me. I just drank a whole 2 liter of ginger ale.
are you giving Badlands? Are you burping like Badlands?
Yeah. I just choked. Yeah, I got to burp this one.
I don't love the look, but I love this queen otherwise.
I love the person. Yeah. I think the person's fun, but I didn't love the, it didn't feel like as...
It's not as polished as some of these other queens. She's giving varsity. She's giving cheerleader because she is a cheerleader. She has that. And she shows it in the talent show. She has some crazy cheerleading athletic skills.
Yeah.
But look, we're going to burp it. But let's talk more. What do we think about Jax?
Yeah, Jax is cool. I like Jax's vibe. I like the energy she brings to the contest. But yeah, I think Carl's right. That look is just kind of like, yeah.
Polished. Like, polished is the word. I was afraid of saying something offensive. But polished is definitely the word.
Yes.
It's like, it's just not as like, she did run like a motherfucker over to them in the hip. She's the girl.
She is an athlete. I want y'all to see her talent show at some point. Should I spoil one part of it? Yeah. Should I spoil it? Or should I let you? There's no chance you're going to watch it.
You can use for it. I might check out the
You might
episode.
Watch it, but I am going to say this.
See how the dance routine came out.
Yeah. One stunt I will tell you is this bitch, and she's like, oh, she's an athlete. She wears a huge long ponytail. Then she unfurls it and starts jumping rope with her hair.
That's tight.
Oh, that's
it
dope.
Is really
Jax
dope.
Did that?
Jax did that. So
okay.
You'll right, check Jax. It out, or you'll see a all clip right, online. You know what I mean? Because they love to chop this up and put every clip online. Anyway.
Okay.
It's love her. I love her. I think she's going to do well. But I agree. There might be some look challenges. I think RuPaul's going to clock her looks here and there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. So who next? We got Lucy LaDuca coming in.
I like her. She was cool. I heard that.
She's got it. She really pulls that waist in. You got to love that.
Yeah. That's tight. Man, that's gotta hurt. Does that hurt?
I think so. I've even when I corset, I don't go that hard. But it looks like she's going hard, and she does look like a Barbie doll from the 80s.
Right. I like the big hair. That's just dope.
I put on a Spanx shirt one time when we were shooting, just so I could, you know, smooth out in my suit.
Uh-huh.
And when I took that Joker off, I was like, ugh. Stomach was like sweating and pulled my chest hair all over the place. I was like, this song. So I can't imagine somebody wearing a damn corset.
You sweat like a motherfucker. Yeah. And I already sweat. I sweat when I'm wearing comfortable clothes. You know? I like, I got to chirp this look.
Yeah,
I'm
chirp
not
this.
Sure. Personality-wise, I'm not sure where she's going to fall. She's going to be mid of the pack, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Out of everybody, she don't seem as polished as the Sasha, Kobe, and Malaysia from the other group.
Yes.
Or Chola Bay.
Yes, Miss Selena S. Titties.
Yeah, S. Titties. She don't.
Generally, this group is not as good. It don't seem as good as the first group. How y'all feel about that?
I think you might be right. I mean, look, half the group got to meet Ariana, and it feels like a loaded choice to be like, who's going to meet Ariana? Are there more favorites
like,
in
y'all
that
not
group?
Being Ariana.
Yeah.
Only one of y'all get to meet Ariana.
That is fucked up. I would be so mad if I didn't meet Ariana.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be another celebrity that came out, but it was
the originator of that costume, right?
Yeah. Yes, the originator of that costume, Vivacious. Ariana does judge in the next episode.
Oh, yeah, so this is my favorite right here. She's my favorite.
She really is my favorite to win. This is Mistress Isabel Brooks. I know. Tell me what y'all think of what you think.
I'm like chirp, chirp.
This mess had me rolling when they was rolled to her heels.
Oh yeah,
her heels are like thumbtacks. That is true.
They were roasting them heels. It was wild.
It is. Drag queens are so mean because it takes. You can tell it takes so much effort to get into this, and yet all they want to do is clap. They don't pay attention to the stuff that look gorgeous. They're like, look at your heels, bitch. Look at your heels.
Like the most like they kept showing them too.
I know the show is so mean. She's a big girl, so obviously it's hard to wear bigger heels when you're big.
Yeah. I mean, the wig looks great. The outfit's cool. The face is doing it, I guess.
Yeah. Those heels are funny.
Showing their heels, yeah.
Like, I don't get why they look like that either. Why aren't they a shape? They're just sticks.
Yeah, like they should just add up, like glue them onto the shoes.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Don't show
I think
that
she
heel.
Just put them on it.
I wouldn't be showing off that heel. I wouldn't.
Yeah, that's tough. Now looking at it, I don't know. I don't know if I can chirp those heels.
Yeah. I will. Rough. I'll give her an overall chirp. I do agree. Her looks great. I love her personality. I like that. Okay, here we talk. Remember we're talking about mean. She's better at being mean.
Yeah, like she knows how to do it. Also, she seems like she really has respect for the craft and like the history and stuff.
She's like,
don't fuck around with my shit.
Right. And, you know, maybe more like us, not to say we're bitter old bitches, but we've been around the block when it comes to our craft. So we connect with those people who similarly are like, I've been here. I'm not here for a person who did one TikTok video to tell me how to do it.
Yeah, I put years in the game. Years in these heels. These thumbtack heels.
Oh my God. So, next, we got Robin Fierce. I do love Robin Fierce.
Okay. Yeah. So, I was like, oh yeah, this is dope. This is a good one. Until Big Mama started roasting the wig.
Oh, the shiny tape.
I do see that shit.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I didn't notice it until they started talking about it. Yeah. And I was like, all right.
Isn't that funny? Because it's like, it takes so much innovation to be like, how make the illusion of, you know, you braided in hair and then they clocked it that the lights show all the tape. So mean. Wow.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
All that work too.
But the mug. Man. The mug and the hair unit itself. Come on. And
the makeup is right too. Yeah.
Her body is right.
Yeah.
It looks good.
Why is everybody from Connecticut on this damn
show? Yeah, I know. I was about to ask. Is that normal?
They ran out of travel budget.
It is not normal, but what I'm guessing is, and you see this every year, you know, they do some fun. Again, the producers produce, and I think the producers know there's going to be some good drama with these Connecticut girls who have a history with one another.
Right. Now, did her and Amethyst smash? Is that what they were alluding
that
to?
That is what they That's allude what it sound to. Like. They've smashed. They've dated at the very least.
Okay.
And again, that probably helped their chances of being on this show. First of all, they're both sickening queens, but once the producers hear that there's a relationship there, they're like, hell yeah, we're going to exploit this. Probably put them against each other in a lip sync or something like that.
You consider Amethyst to be sickening.
You just said
they're both sickening.
I think that's
queens.
A good thing.
You didn't say that it was sickening at first. You didn't say.
I was clowning her at first. I was. But I do think Amethyst, and again, it's probably because I've seen the second episode, Amethyst shows her talents more so in the second episode. So I was like, okay. This is what Amethyst does. I would say between the two, I'm going to pick Robin Fierce.
Yeah. Right. Come on. But also, Amethyst, like, in the second episode, is she being funny? Like, because she does got a funny-ass face.
Yes, she brings some comedy. I will spoiler, she brings some comedy, but they have notes for her comedy. She does a number that's sketch heavy, but then it's like, oh, but you kind of give away the joke really early.
Yeah.
Damn. Then it's like, what do we laugh at next? It's like, we already gave away the joke.
Right.
So also she will get neither here nor there. You do need to know she comes out on the main stage in sneakers and RuPaul shuts it down. RuPaul is like, don't come on my runway with sneakers. I don't want to see any of that. It's like a character, but still RuPaul's like, no, thank you. I don't want sneakers on my runway.
Wow. So who's there like, how many episodes is a whole season?
A lot. It's probably going to be 16 episodes. It's going to be a long season for reality TV.
These motherfuckers.
Let's talk about these motherfuckers. Sugar and Spice. Give me strength, Jesus. These are our TikTok girls. They're twins. Ooh.
They're real twins, huh?
They're real twins. And they give a sort of, polarizing opposites of the same kind of drag thing. Mm-hmm. What were y'all's impressions?
It felt like it didn't. Okay. It felt like they was just playing dress up as opposed to really being a part of the craft of it and the art of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They really feel like TikTok star.
Really do. And that is an insult for me.
It's absolutely insult. It's just like with us in comedy and people be on TikTok being like, oh, I'm a TikTok comedian. And it's like, well, everything you do is in short form. And people be like, I saw a video the other day and it did make me chuckle. But like, then people in the comments were like, this is better than anything SNL has done in its whole. You're still using SNL as a barometer. So clearly it's left an impression on you, but like and like I said, the video did make me chuckle. Just like these two they look good, but.
And they made me chuckle here and there, it's like the show wants us to not like them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is what it feels like.
Yeah.
And I think they're like good agitators.
I didn't like this. I didn't like a mistress being like, I know who you are, but I won't give you the satisfaction. It's like, stop being a hater. I don't like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's one thing about this. I don't like that hate shit. I know that makes for good TV, but I kind of
was here for it. But again, I'm projecting. I'm projecting as a queer person who has, let's be real, who feels excluded from the twink community that does happen to be the status quo privilege, period. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when I see that privilege on screen and I see these, I see it and I see it being exalted, I'm gonna get itchy around the collar and I'm gonna project, you know?
Yeah.
It's gonna be interesting to see what their arc is gonna be like in this show. Like
I do think so. I think they are going to separate them. I think because Queen Lip Sync on this show, they're gonna separate them.
We have to separate you two. Like
they're gonna make them cry. Like they're gonna make them lip sync against each other. One sibling's gonna send the other sibling home, and it's gonna be drama.
Yeah, I think they have to go through that. You know, if they really want to get down, you know,
they do.
We'll see.
And I love that already, you know, the queens are giving them the truth. Already the queens, even in this episode, you see them being like, you're talking too much.
That was funny. Mother has arrived.
Mother has arrived. Miss Ornisha, a Drag Race legend. RuPaul. Now, let's talk about this win challenge. Another moment where they're paying homage to our Drag Race roots from season 2. They put you on a damn, bike or cannon, and they blow your face with an industrial grade fan.
Yeah.
What do we think?
I thought it was hilarious. Also, I was looking at this in what they call the pit crew, like the dudes that be behind them.
Yes.
Like, they all are pros at that shit. Like, the wind is not affecting them at all. Like,
yeah, right.
Like, they're like, they're I'm doing my, time. They be hanging off the back of the damn thing, like, doing,
yes.
like, handstands and stuff, and, like, the flower, the leaves and everything ain't affecting them. And,
yes.
And all the girls are like, oh, it's fucking me up. Oh, all right. And the dudes are like, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Which I get. Show all the time.
Who won this one? I forgot.
Did they tell us? They probably did. Here, I'm gonna look. I'm gonna cruise through. Who did they say win this one? Yeah, she got it. Selena got a good picture. We'll see. Let's see. Amethyst is doing okay.
Amethyst is kind of fun. I can see what you mean, Mona. I think even though I burped her, I think she could. I think she's gonna be funny. Like,
yeah,
I think she seems like she's gonna be cool.
She could be funny, but it depends, right? Like, there's obviously, like, they ask these girls to do a lot in this show. I know you haven't seen, but, like, they ask them to do character impersonation. They ask them to do sketch acting. And sometimes even just interview, right? Like those are three different kinds of funny. And they ask them to be good at all of them. So it's going to be interesting to see if one, if they nail them all, or if there's one where they're like, damn, you missed that. You don't know how to do a character very well. Jax.
Okay. Now who won?
Who won? Yeah,
that's what they said. She looked like a
That was so
Jax won it. Jax won it, right?
Maybe Jax won it.
LaDuca.
Lucy LaDuca won it. I don't know why my internet's acting up.
Yeah.
Wait, is that Jax's real name? Lucy LaDuca?
Oh no, I'm sorry. No, Jax. Jax is the tiny gymnast. Lucy LaDuca was that 80s Barbie doll.
Lucy LaDuca won that challenge.
Yes. Yes. And then they have the drama of making the two packs of queens meet each other on the choreo dance floor.
Cutting to Malaysia, and Malaysia's like, I don't want to have to deal with this. Like, she seems so much bigger than this.
Yes. Yes.
Wait, so does that always happen, or is this like a new thing for this season?
They fuck with the format a lot. A lot of times what they do is they'll have the first half. You see like the first half of Queens and you see them perform in the talent show. And then the second episode is the second pack of Queens performing in the talent show. They split this up a little differently, where this first episode is all anticipation and I guess meeting the personalities. And then the second episode is all talent show, which I gotta say, I'm sorry, fellas, that's where you see a lot more. It's a more dynamic episode of.
Yeah, it did feel like I was like, oh, I kind of got to watch part two.
I know.
I want to see. I want to see how the dance came out. I want to see who finished. Who did the choreography, and I want to see how it came out.
Yes, you will see that pretty top of the episode. They don't make you wait, so if you have the patience, go check it out. But otherwise, I guess this episode was, this was a fan episode.
This one I was dying at. I was like, all right, everything. They kept cutting back to Irene. Irene was like, I'm scared. Amethyst made that face. Hold on, you got to see that part. I'm not impressed. I did enjoy that. In this part, Irene goes, I'm scared. And then...
Amethyst.
That made me laugh. Yeah,
I can't remember if it was this one.
Amethyst is cool. I'm fucking with Amethyst.
I'll fuck with her. Yeah, but it was this episode of the second episode where they say Irene reminds me of a swamp witch.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Yeah, swamp witch is very funny.
It takes a lot of nerve to openly tell someone.
Well, also she came in swinging. Irene came in swinging from the. I feel like she
there
thinks
you go.
Like, oh, I'm going on this show. I have to immediately be an asshole. And I didn't like
that. There you
too.
Go. That's what, and this is an interesting conversation. The only other thing that comes up in this episode is, you know, Irene and Mistress are talking shit, and the little twins are like, wait, y'all hate each other. And then they have a little moment where they're like, no, y'all don't understand. This is how we talk. And I think you have some insight with like your close comedy peeps. Sometimes you talk shit, you bullshit each other, and that's just part of kind of the brotherhood.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's
I don't know if I do that with strangers though, with people I just met.
Yeah, okay, yeah, good point.
That's an interesting, like, how well do you have to know somebody to do it, or is it just like accept it?
Yeah.
She's gonna clown me or whatever.
In fact, we both intimately have seen that happen where someone gets too familiar with you too quick.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not a good look.
And everybody turns on them. Like the conversation we're going to have as soon as we wrap this up.
Yes. I can't wait. As you can see.
Oh, wow. Hold on. Let me see. Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, this like, what? This is, this, see, that's the show.
This is the episode.
I feel like we watch all the interviews and shit.
The interviews.
Because I want to see how, like, we got the personalities. Now I want to see how talented they are.
That's
now,
Jax.
Flips. Athletic as hell.
That was Jax doing the flips. Yeah, you ain't never lied, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Athletic as hell.
Athletic as hell. So, yeah, you get it, though. I think it was cool. I'm glad to have y'all, period. But I will say, because this show is so fan-heavy, it's like y'all just watched the SportsCenter preamble. You know what I mean? For the true blue hardcore fans who want to meet everybody before they decide where they're, you know what I mean, sizing everyone up. Having said that, is there anyone who you're like, this is my winner or this is my top three?
My top three, my top three is definitely like Malaysia at one. S-Titties at two. And
let me see if I can pull these bitches up.
Let me see. Malaysia at one, S-Titties at two.
Maybe you like Mistress.
Nah, I don't like Mistress.
Oh, yeah. You think she's too mean?
I'm going to say Sasha Colby at three.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart.
Sasha Colby, I think, is my number one choice. I think she's going to take it home. Mm-hmm. And then Aurora Filipino, homie. I think that's my number two, and then Mistress. Those are my top.
Aurora
three.
Is real good. Aurora looked
yeah. She did look good. I just want her to calm down on her personality a little bit. I need a little bit of humble. I need like a drop.
She needs
a
humble.
That's so interesting because I didn't get cocky. I think people were just Mono. You have a very strong body.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. I think it was just that thing of a like, we get it. You're cute. You're attractive. Let us come to you. Let us come to you. Oh, we see your muscles. We see that you're cute. Like, I don't know. I guess, again, that just might be a different way of expressing yourself. On the one hand,
let us give you the compliments, even though on this show we don't give nobody no damn compliments. they didn't say nothing about their muscles to everybody. They said it in the testimony.
The interview.
People saw the muscles. And what you want, like, after they was changing, it's like, what you want me to do? You want me to deflate myself?
Fair enough. For some reason, I think the interview is a very important part of this game. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Carl Tart showing off.
Oh, no, I'm stretching.
But I am. But I don't know. I think that the interview is important to me. And I don't, is there an analogous thing in like, I'm keep saying sports. I know Carl loves sports. I don't know if Lamar does.
No, I
does
don't
Lamar?
Watch sports, I
don't. Okay. Yeah. Is there an analogous thing where like, when you show me your personality, it matters. It matters when
there
I see
it. Definitely is like, you don't like there are unwritten rules in games. Like I remember Russell Westbrook, like a guy shot a basket. Okay. I'll give you a perfect example.
Woo!
A rookie like shot a basket. The team was about to win. His team was about to win. Mm-hmm. It was only like 25 seconds left. And he like shot a three when they were already up by like 11 with like 25 seconds left. And Russell Westbrook like wanted to fight him over this. Because it's like, you ain't been in the league long enough and you don't do that. That's an unwritten rule. There's so many unwritten rules in sports. Like in baseball, there's the bat flip. Like you hit a home run and you bat flip.
You don't do that.
You don't run around the bases too slow. You don't run around the bases too fast. You know, it's a bunch of stupid shit. Unwritten rules are dumb.
In
anything and everything, like to me, I don't like unwritten rules. Like, especially like when everybody doesn't honor them and when everybody's not being the same amount of respectful. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess maybe it's an unwritten rule that you can't show up looking buff like that.
But I just think there's a way to do it. And again, I can be wrong. If I want the listeners, your opinions, tell me what your opinions are. I can be wrong. I'm okay with that. But I don't know why some part of me is like, let me come to you. I don't know. There's just something about that where I'm like, I get it. You have muscles. It's not interesting to me for you to flex your muscles into camera and say, look, like,
okay. All right.
And for some reason, you know what I mean? It's like,
I see.
But here's the deal. Is there another side to that? Because I'll give you another sports analogy. And I just thought of this right now. Perfect example. Zion Williamson this year, who's a younger player, real big guy, real high flyer. They were playing against the Phoenix Suns, and the Phoenix Suns are supposed to be a better team, but they're in a bit of disarray. Zion plays for the New Orleans Pelicans. This game was out of reach. They were up by like 9 points. It was the end of the game, less than 10 seconds left in the game. Zion gets a breakaway. Now, what he's supposed to do is dribble the, like, the unwritten rule is dribble the clock out. It's over. Mm-hmm. The game's over. You won. Dribble the clock out. They try to lump that in with sportsmanship, although I don't believe it. Instead, Zion goes and does a masterful dunk. That's like something that we've never really seen in the league. He does like a 360 windmill, like where he like does a full rotation in the air and brings his body down like this. And he's also a big guy. Like Zion's like, imagine me 4 inches taller, like, but say like still same build. Mm-hmm. Like he's a real big dude. Mm-hmm. And he does this dunk, and this does start a fight at the end of the game. They had to be separated.
Oh, and, wow, and, because he did that?
Because he did that. And their whole team was like, man, you don't do that, man. You don't do that. And and his thing is like, hey, man, if you didn't want me to do it, then you should have kept playing defense. Because the thing that, because that's the truth. Like, they didn't, like, once he got the steal and the outlet pass, they just kind of backed off because they were like, oh, he's going to dribble it out. So we don't need to, like, go follow him. We already lost this game. It's over. This game's over. Mm-hmm. And nobody followed him. And so he did that. And then they started talking shit about it. So their thing was like, you don't do that. That's an unwritten rule. That's rude. You already won the game. It's bad sportsmanship. The NBA is a brotherhood. Like, let's be respectful. It's not. It's disrespectful to do some like show stopping dunk when you already have. You know, that's really pouring salt in the wound. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But his thing was like, should have kept playing defense. If you don't want me to do it, then stop me from doing it.
Yeah. And I think what it is like this, just like that, is there's a personality game and there's a talent game.
Yeah.
And sometimes, and this happened in the show, sometimes someone gets by on their talent and that's what can you do? In a few rare examples, we've had like a villain even win the season because they were just that talented.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah. But again, it's always an interesting thing. And I just like all reality shows, they have fun getting us invested. Because, you know, you want to see an underdog win. And I got to say, or it seems like a more popular choice, right, to see an underdog win. And I like to see a little bit of that underdog nature. Just a smidgen.
I think we're getting that. My underdog fate, that's why I put Malaysia at number one. Because I think Malaysia is the underdog of the season because, like, she's, like, afraid to do the dance. Like, you can see the uneasiness. You can see the uneasiness when the other girls come in. You can see all of that in her. And she also didn't come in, like, roasting. She roasted a little bit in the, you know, she had her confidence in the testimonials, but she wasn't, like, roasting people in their face, really. And, of course, it's only the first episode, so who knows what's going to happen. But my first impression of her is, like, hey, I just been doing this for so long, and I just want my credit.
And let's be real. She's a big queen of color.
Yeah.
And she's going to have to work twice as hard to get the recognition that those little Twinkie twins get.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And that's a fucked up fact of our world.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's real.
And she's going to probably do way more. Like, she's probably going to show off way more talent. Because I know she can sing.
Yeah.
Like, I know she's probably got a beautiful voice. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's going to be an issue.
With, right.
You know, like, because they're going to come in and go, look at this. We do the TikTok dance.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, everybody's going to be like, they were eating.
Yeah, exactly. I can't wait for you to see that second episode because they, spoiler, I will say, all of their stage movement, it's like you can tell they're used to shooting in the vertical because they move about 2 inches from left to right when they have a whole stage to fill. Oh,
that's so true. They do that. They're like, all right, I'm in frame.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
They stay in frame. I'm so excited. I fucking loved having y'all on. This was really fucking fun. I love your hot takes. I love your outsider takes. y'all kick ass. And I want people to listen to your podcast. If they're not already listening, maybe they are. But if not, tell them a little bit more about where they can find you and your podcast and everything else.
Oh, yeah. All right. Listen, the podcast is called XOXO Gossip Kings, hosted right here on HeadGum. This is a HeadGum podcast.
This is a HeadGum podcast.
This is a new Orbit gum.
Yeah.
Remember those commercials?
Yes. I think they're HeadGum Originals now. Wow.
This is 2022.
There you go.
Athletic Greens presents XOXO Gossip Kings. We always advertise Athletic Greens. And we are right now, we're in season 3, episode 17 will be the episode that comes out this week.
Yeah.
And
but a lot of people say they don't have, they just listen to us talk even when they're watching it. So
if
you don't
want to
catch up, they just start listening.
Just start listening.
I agree. Y'all are, I said it before, I'll say it again. Y'all are just fucking funny, effortless, great listens. And like your friendship also comes through so clear in the pod. So listen for that.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks for having us. Yeah. I hope we were fun. We really were just throwing into it. So 15
yes.
seasons.
That's 15 wild. Seasons. It's nuts. It's nuts.
I'm surprised, but it was not hard. It was like very easy to get it right away. Like,
yeah,
I know what the show is. Yeah. I guess that reality format is pretty like standard.
Yeah.
Everybody, but.
It's going to be interesting, right? And this is its MTV debut. It hasn't been on MTV yet. So I think the fans are also interested to see if I think in some ways the show has not changed, but I think in some ways they're continuing to reach for a younger audience, as you could see in some of the queens. It'll be interesting to see how the show evolves and that push and pull between OG queen and digital queen, which I think is going to be a fun storyline this season.
Yeah, maybe I'll keep watching.
Maybe. Who knows? Regardless, I love having y'all on. And everyone, I think, really had a good time getting also their sports herstory lesson. That was good. That was good. So thank y'all so much. If you like Drag Her Podcast, follow us at Drag Her Podcast on Instagram. And go give us a 5-star review wherever you listen, particularly Apple Podcasts. We fucking love to read it. And it helps keep the lights on here. So go do that. Go support and go give us a call at the Drag Her Crisis Hotline where you can give us your unpopular Drag Race opinion and we incorporate it into the episodes of Drag Her. Go. All that at the Instagram Drag Her Podcast. Well, till next time, my friends, let the music play.
Was a HeadGum original.